This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Let's talk with Lori McElwain of the National Autism Association. She joins us live on the line from her office in North Carolina. Good afternoon, Lori.
Good afternoon to you.
Thanks so much for spending time with us. We want to talk about a new program that the National Autism Association recently launched, called Family First. But before we do talk about the program, let's talk about your family. Tell us your story and, you know, for lack of a better phrase, how autism came to your house.
It certainly did come to our house. And we weren't exactly prepared for it, as most families often aren't. Our son, Connor, was 18 months old when he was first diagnosed with a developmental delay. At that age, they could not diagnose autism because it's too early, but he did show all the signs of autism. He started out pretty normal. He regressed around 9 months old, lost eye contact. He did not wave. He did not point to anything. He did not respond to his name. And other little things, he got upset over certain noises, and just generally was not a happy little boy. And when I first heard the word autism, it was actually from my mother-in-law who suggested that he might be autistic.
What was your deeper. Hey, Lori, what was your initial reaction to that when you had a family member say it might be autism?
I didn't believe her. I actually got pretty mad at her and took him straight to the doctor. The doctor said, I don't think he does. But then when I started researching it on the internet, that's when I thought, well, she could be right. So I went ahead and took him to the developmental counseling place here in Wake County, North Carolina. And sure enough, he had major delays. He was officially diagnosed with autism in March of 2002.
And we should point out that we're now looking at one in 150 children, possibly more, but the latest studies show one in 150 children in America are on the autism spectrum, which means every 20 minutes in this country, a child is diagnosed with autism. What has been the effect on your family, Lori?
Well, it is a family-wide diagnosis, and it's affected us how it's affected many families. I mean, we weren't expecting it. We all have the image in our head of how our children are going to grow up, and it's devastating. And you just sort of pick yourself up, and you do the best you can. You research, you find the therapies, you work really hard to make your child's life as normal as possible. But, you know, like everybody, my husband and I, we got a huge blow. And we needed to work through, you know, all the challenges associated with that. Connor's our only child, so it only affected us, really. But, you know, the grandparents obviously are affected. The aunts and uncles, everybody that wants to have a relationship with your child is affected by this diagnosis.
We're talking with Lori McElwain of the National Autism Association, all of which leads us to Family First, a new program that the NAA launched this summer. Give us sort of the backstory of where the program came from.
Well, it started as a result of the growing divorce rate in our community. You know, as I was just saying, autism affects couples because it presents additional challenges that most couples don't face. And with the reference divorce rate of 80%, we thought it was time to design a program that could provide counseling. You know, all of these families are strapped for money. Insurance doesn't cover a lot of the therapies. Couples are going to put themselves last. So we wanted to create a way to pay for counseling for these couples and really encourage families to stay together.
And so Family First, this, and so fill us in on the program itself and how it works.
Okay. Well, what we do is we, first of all, we offer a grant program. So couples that have a child with autism can go to our website, nationalautism.org, click on the Family First link, and we offer a grant application for financial aid for counseling. We allow up to $1,000 in aid, basically. And what we do is we work directly with counselors to make sure couples who are awarded the grant receive counseling, you know, and they don't have to worry about the costs involved in that. We also offer on-demand counseling through a wonderful company called Luminant Counseling. And this enables couples to not have to leave their home. If they want to get marital counseling, they go to our website, nationalautism.org, click on the Family First link, and we have a listing of counselors that are available by phone. So, because a lot of times couples just don't have the means to leave their child with a caretaker. So this allows them just to stay at home and get the counseling they need.
Lori, let's talk about that for a minute, because I know from personal experience, and I talk to folks all the time who will recommend this restaurant or that restaurant, and I just look at them and I say, you don't understand. Mm-hmm. I have a child diagnosed with autism. I basically don't leave the house unless
right.
I'm going to work, because it's literally impossible, because it's not like just a typical child where you just hire a babysitter to come on over. Oftentimes, you know, when you have a sitter come over, a prospective sitter, and, you know, you have a child who's screaming and throwing things at the wall or hitting themselves, and they'll run out the door. They don't know what to do. It's very, very difficult to get somebody to watch an autistic child.
Right. And that's why we wanted to offer just this extra little service where they can just call in and they can talk to somebody. It's so hard for a lot of these couples, and a lot of them don't understand that they're not alone. A lot of them just need somebody to talk to. They need somebody to you know, vent to. And, I mean, it makes a huge difference for so many of these couples just to have that extra support there, especially when they can't leave the house. So,
and you can't always, a lot of people assume, well, you got a family you can turn to. That's not always the case.
Exactly. We, you know, in our situation, our families live hundreds of miles away. You know, we are simply here on our own. We don't have somebody that can just readily come over and watch Connor. We don't have somebody that we can, you know, talk to or just leave the house and get out for a while. And a lot of couples are dealing with that same challenge.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. Lori McElwain from the National Autism Association. I can say from personal experience with a five-year-old, folks know that I have twins, a boy and a girl, and the boy was diagnosed with autism when he was two. And I can tell you, it is, I think it's the one thing that most people don't understand or don't appreciate about autism is they often think of the child, which of course you should do, but you are so right to say that this is an illness which affects everyone in that child's life in a very profound way. And I know in my family, it is incredibly, incredibly stressful, incredibly difficult. You know, when my son is screaming his head off at 2 a.m, it's a little difficult. And it's not just somebody who's having trouble sleeping. It is a terrible, terrible illness. And there's been times in his life when, you know, he's up for 3 days at a stretch, crying and screaming. And you're right. I just want to underscore that fact that so many folks out there who are dealing with autism with a child oftentimes feel like they're all alone.
Exactly. And I've had couples actually say, I want to get a divorce just so I can have a break, just so I can have a weekend off. And, you know, unfortunately, that's just the reality. It when you are faced with, like you said, a child that's up, a child that won't sleep, a child that has constant meltdowns, it becomes more about scorekeeping than it does about the relationship. Who did what when? You know, is it your turn or my turn? You don't get to have that same, you know, intimacy that, you know, a couple that doesn't have those extra challenges may have. And it really breaks down the entire family unit once the marriage starts to have additional challenges like that. And it is our hope that we can keep these families together. You know, not all cases are going to be, that's not going to be a good idea. But a lot of these families can stay together. They can provide that extra support to their children. And they can, you know, take care of themselves, too. And hopefully we can provide the funding for them to get that counseling that they need and help them cope with those additional challenges.
Well, I am so excited. And I remember when I first heard about that y'all were doing this, Allison and I both were just so excited because, you know, it is clearly such a need because you can truly help the child when you help the caregivers. And sometimes on some days, the caregivers need more help than the child, let's be honest, because it can be very, very, very difficult. And let's remind people again how they can help if there's anybody out there that can, you know, even if it's and of course, this is all tax deductible, but even if it's a $10, $20 check, anything that can go into this fund to help these families in our country who are dealing with autism. Remind us, Lori, again, how people can help.
Well, they can certainly help. Our goal for the remainder of the year is to raise $20,000 for the program so that we can provide funds for counseling for these couples. And they can go to our website, nationalautism.org, and click on the Family First link right there on the homepage. Any donation would be wonderful. Corporate sponsorships would be wonderful. We have a great sponsorship package. Or they could just do something locally. They can hold workshops in their local churches or their local. They could have a local support group. Anything that's going to help special needs couples sort of reach out, you know, to other couples and have that network there support would be wonderful. It would be great, and that's our goal for, you know, this year and moving forward. You know, we definitely want to have workshops. We want to have more grants available. And we want to get that divorce rate down in our community.
Lori McElwain with the National Autism Association. The program is Family First, and you can learn more online at National Autism. Is it nationalautism.org?
Nationalautism.org. You
that's
can
right.
also go to nationalautismassociation.org.
Yes, that's right. I get them confused. But they both work. They both work. Lori, thank you so much. I really appreciate your time.
Thank you. Take care.
This interview will be archived in its entirety on the Charlottesville Podcasting Network at sevillepodcast.com. Just want to take a minute, folks, if I can, and just let you know how important this program is to help the families out there. I don't think it can be said enough. And if they would let me here at this station, I would say it over and over again. These families like mine who are dealing with autism are dealing with a terrible tragedy in their families. And there are many, many families out there who need your help, and we would appreciate it.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit sevillepodcast.com for more.